learning from some of the biggest masterminds in internet marketing. Welcome to NetFusion, presented by Infusionsoft. Stay tuned as we take you inside the Infusionsoft Mastermind Series, featuring expert commentary and education to help you achieve online success. NetFusion, presented by Infusionsoft, starts right now.
Please welcome today's presenter, the brand journalist at Infusionsoft, June Brockmeyer.
Today we're going to talk about how six small businesses use content to attract leads. You can also view the slides for this presentation on slideshare.net. /infusionsoft.net. Here's a couple of things that we're going to learn today. We'll talk a little bit about the truth behind website traffic, why capturing traffic is really important, as well as getting it, obviously, how lead magnets work, and examples of six content magnets that other small businesses have utilized effectively in the past and are still utilizing today. So a little bit about your panel. Our social guy today on the webinar is Joe Manna. He's the senior content strategist at Infusionsoft. He oversees our company's corporate blog strategy, as well as web analytics for our entire content team here at Infusionsoft. He is the big bad wolf of social media. And our success guy is Paul. He is one of our dedicated success coaches at Infusionsoft and has actually personally worked with some of the customers that we talked about today. When he's not helping small businesses succeed, he has a master's in electrical engineering. So he's smart all the time, which is really good. Without further ado, talk about website traffic.
I mean, just because your website is getting traffic doesn't mean that anything's happening from it. You got to make sure that, if there's a million people coming to your site, great. What are you doing with them? You got to make sure that there's something for them to do. You can't just have them show up and then leave and go back to the next result in Google.
So, you know, a lot of people have a question. That was Paul speaking, by the way. Joe, a lot of people have the question, so I'm getting a lot of traffic to my site. What should I do next?
Well, what people want to do, you know, in addition to measuring the traffic, that's always the first answer, is to measure the traffic that arrives to your website. And if you're not measuring it, well, there's no way to really improve on it. So what you really want to understand is who are your website visitors and why are they even coming there?
So what do you mean by that? Like, how would I figure out who my website visitor is?
Well, one way is to actually put out a web form, you know, for people to be able to sign up and engage with their website. Not just look at it, not window shop your website, but actually put themselves out there and sign up.
Okay, so the idea is you don't want to just like sit back and watch the traffic come to your site. You have to figure out a way that you can capture people's information and actually send them stuff, right? What's the value in sending people stuff?
Well, that's where content comes into play. You can't just be asking for people's names and emails just for fun. You got to give them something that's valuable. So when you're looking at your website traffic, look at the pages people are looking at. If you have a page on your website talking about a specific service and you notice that there's a lot of traffic going there, you can easily come up with a lead magnet that's specific to that page for people that may be interested in learning more about that particular product or service.
Definitely. And so now we're going to talk a little bit about the beauty of a lead magnet. So kind of what is a lead magnet, guys? What does that really mean?
Well, a lead magnet is one of the better ways to actually capture a lead. So many of you are probably familiar with a contact us page on your website. Technically, that's a lead magnet. Not a very effective one, but a lead magnet nonetheless. So what you want to do is really think of it as a way to attract people to give you their information. And one of those ways is, you know, that we'll talk about in the next slide here, but one of those ways is to really provide a lot of value that would entice them and induce them to provide you their information.
Got it. So the idea is when using a lead magnet, you want to make sure that the value is almost higher than what you're getting from them. So if you're getting their email address, you need to provide them something that they feel is of high value enough to give them your email address, right? Kind of idea.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a lot of benefits to a lead magnet. What you're looking at here is a diagram of lifecycle marketing. And lead magnets really happen at the beginning of this process here where you're first of all, you know, building interest in this and then, you know, capturing their information so you can go ahead and, you know, start to educate them and, you know, eventually close them in a sale and continue on with that process. With a lead magnet, there's a lot of benefits here. There's a couple that really, really stand out, though. The first part of that is that you've got built-in permission to follow up with people. You know, if somebody's giving you their name and their email to learn more about something, that's they're giving you their permission to say, hey, follow up with me. Tell me more about what you've got.
Another benefit of that is to actually make room for a natural engagement and really shift the psychology where, you know, you're not actually interrupting them or interrupting their evening for something, you know, to actually have a conversation or even a sales conversation. It's that you're actually providing them value. And, you know, they did something, now you do something. They do something, now you do something. So it actually is a great way for them to be receptive to the content that you have to provide and perhaps the opportunities to sell them later.
Great. So it's not like a we're going to call you at 5 o'clock kind of thing and they don't want to hear from you. These are people that obviously have indicated that they have interest in your product or service. So this gives you a gateway to follow up with them naturally and not be in a place where you're begging for permission, but you've been given that permission.
Absolutely. And one thing to be aware of is that this is all about building relationships with people. And, you know, that's what a good lead magnet's going to do. It's not only going to educate people, but it's going to start building that relationship with this potential customer. And that's what that whole shift in psychology thing is talking about. It's not, you know, me shouting my knowledge or my information at you. It's this is what you want. Let me go ahead and nurture this relationship a little bit and pay attention to you. You know, when you have different lead magnets for different topics, you can actually know what somebody's interested in and really give them personalized content based on only the things they want to know about you and your business.
And there's also another fifth benefit here is the perception of not being desperate. And it sounds a little weird to sort of think about, but if every person who signs up on your website, it results in you calling them for every single person, that is a sign of desperation. What having lead magnets and follow-up, what that does for you and your business and for the perception of your prospects, it shows that, you know, we'll give you this information. We'll eventually reach out to you. But right now, here's what we're going to give you for you to, you know, ingest and review and take on. But when you're ready, come to us and we'll sell you something.
Awesome.
So that's definitely a fifth benefit as well.
Great. Makes a lot of sense. So giving is receiving. So free stuff. What does free stuff mean when we're talking about lead magnets?
I mean, free stuff is something that people don't have to pay for. And so there's a lot of different things that can be free. Maybe it's, and I think there's a slide on this coming up about different types of lead magnets. But it's just basically something they don't have to pay for, but that they can get more information about what they're looking at. So if I want to learn, you know, why should I have my windows clean? You know, I'm a window washing business. I can give away some free information to educate people on that.
Definitely. And to that slide, here's 10 types of free magnets that you can use. Can you guys just kind of go through this list and give a quick example?
Yeah, I think here's what you want to look at. When you look at these list of magnets, here's what's not in this list. What's not in the list is gimmicky junk that is basically going to clutter up the minds, you know, in the inboxes and in the mailboxes of your recipients. It's stuff that people would legitimately pay for. You know, when you think about the content that you would actually open up, whether it's a piece of mail, a postcard, or even a gift, there is something of tangible, real value. And what you want to do is really make sure that you're making an honest effort to provide that.
Absolutely. You can't really ever over-deliver on a type of lead magnet because there's just so many ways that you can do it. Again, it's about building that relationship with people and providing education here. And this isn't a completely exhaustive list of magnets either. There's a lot of things on here. For example, you could have an audio series. I know that that's not on here. We've got a bunch of great stuff in here like ebooks, white papers. And the neat thing is that if you have one lead magnet, you can easily repackage it into other types of lead magnets. So if you go ahead and spend a lot of time and effort putting together a really good ebook, go ahead and make an email series from the content in that ebook. Write a couple of blog posts based on the content in that ebook. Maybe even make a couple of videos based on the content in that ebook. So there's a lot of different things that you can do with the same information.
And there's obviously 10 magnets here, and like Paul said, there's a list of tons that you can use. Is another important point that you want to focus on is figuring out which would be best for your business. So if I do this, you know, I don't really use video. So how do you kind of figure out, and we'll talk to that in a little bit when we go through our customer stories, which ones would work best for you? Can you do testing? Can you kind of try to?
Absolutely. I think the most important thing, and we're going to mention this a few times here, is that you want to always be testing the receptiveness and responsiveness and the results of your lead magnets. And a good way of doing that is just to have a system that allows you to track the actual sources of opt-ins, you know, when you actually get this information, and then a system to track the follow-up throughout that, you know, one system of which is Infusionsoft, you know, but there's other ones out there too. You know, the other thing too, you know, with these magnets is that they're not just magnets just for capture. These are a great way to actually build buzz, especially throughout social media, is to actually raise the awareness and capture the minds and the hearts of people throughout all of your social networks that you engage in.
Definitely.
And one last thing to talk about that, about, you know, the testing and the measuring here. Different audiences are going to respond to different things. So let's say that you have like an ebook and then like a live webinar, and maybe the call to action is the same at the end. Maybe it's, hey, call us and, you know, schedule some consultation. Well, different businesses are going to have different results. Maybe you have 100 people download the ebook, but only 2 people actually call in from that. But then maybe you turn around and have 100 people attend a webinar, and then maybe 20 of those people, you know, take that call to action at the end. It's just something you're going to have to test out. And the good news is you're an expert in your field, and so you can really package it in any way that you want and just figure out what's my idea is going to be the most receptive towards.
Definitely. Okay, so let's talk about some of our successful customers here at Infusionsoft and how they use lead magnets. So Iron Tribe Fitness is our first customer here. So Joe, if you want to talk a little bit about who Iron Tribe is and kind of about what they do.
Yeah, so what Iron Tribe Fitness is, they're essentially a fitness company, kind of like a CrossFit type of franchise. And what they basically have done is be able to use Infusionsoft to provide lots of value for their business so they could scale and create multiple locations. But that's not the point of this. The point of this is that they've actually used a lot of lead magnets to build up value in the business and attract prospects and eventually turn them into customers. So what they've actually done is use sort of a feature called Tribe Vibe TV, which is like a weekly video sort of podcast video show that they operate off their website. And the great thing is that this is a great way for them to sort of attract new people into their business and be able to convert those from just casual visitors, remember, you know, window shoppers, from casual window shoppers to allow them to actually walk into the business and be able to engage with it. And what that resulted in for them is that they actually generate more leads, and they've actually created a lot of new joint venture opportunities and business development. Mind you, they're trying to increase their franchise. And if you have the right investor, you have the right business partner who engages this and it captures them and it touches their heart, that will result in a phone call or an email that says, hey, I really like this. You know, let's get in touch. Let's do, you know, a meeting on the golf course. And that increases a lot more opportunities down the road.
Great. And Paul, can you talk a little bit about the third point, which says increase retention? So that's really about how Iron Tribe uses Tribe Vibe TV to help keep the customers that they already have. Why do you think that works for their business model?
Well, for their particular business model, you know, it's a fitness, you know, health, gym kind of thing. So the more that they can just stay in touch with their community, that's really what it's all about. Most of these people are probably in their gyms multiple times a week, and so it increases a sense of community and a place of being, and that's one major contributing factor to why this particular lead magnet really helps build their attention, because it builds that community between all the different members of their gym.
Definitely. And another thing I want to speak to really quick too is if you see here, the show is hosted by Jim, but it's available obviously on TribeVibeTV.com, which is a designated domain for that, YouTube, and then I see iPhone App Store. So can you guys speak a little bit about how cell phones and mobile are coming into play when talking about content magnets?
Yeah, I'm actually, you know, just kind of getting down to brass tacks with that. You know, I recently sent an email out to sort of a portion of our user base. And one thing I've noticed, you know, using some advanced, you know, tracking tools out there, I realized that most of the emails that were opened were actually opened on a mobile device, which basically indicates that we're going, you know, the traditional computer is going by the wayside. That's coming into second place in terms of how people engage with your content. And people are actually, they have phones. It's the first thing they go to when they wake up in the morning. It's the last thing they go to when they go home for the day. You know, it's the thing they check right before they go to bed. And what they're basically doing is using their phones to engage with digital content. And actually, specifically around video, video is actually very easy to produce for the mobile phone as well as for the PC using very standardized formats out there. So it's actually very easy to produce videos for people to consume now.
Awesome, awesome. And our next customer here is Gleason Financial Group. So if you guys want to talk a little bit about what they do and how they use a free report to help get new leads to their website.
Absolutely. I got the pleasure of actually working with Jeanette and helping out her business. She's actually one of our certified consultants. So in addition to this business, she also helps other Infusionsoft users as well. So they do financial services. And the reason why they particularly enjoy this lead magnet is because, like I mentioned, they're doing other things besides just the financial services. So rather than having to follow up with people that may not necessarily be interested or educated, this report is pretty much handling the most common questions and concerns of people, specifically looking at their retirement. And when people are ready, they raise their hand and they're pretty much a completely hot, ready-to-go prospect that's showing up on their doorstep. And this report has worked very well for them.
And Joe, if you want to talk a little bit about why it's useful, and especially focusing on the personalized messaging after they get the opt-ins for the ebook, they kind of segment their list and send personal messages based on what people said, what feedback they got from the ebook. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's actually important here, you have to realize, you know, with a financial advisor, or a tax accountant, you know, that whole relationship is really based on trust. And what people don't want to do, they don't want to feel like just another customer, you know, waiting in line just to get, you know, get their taxes done or get their financials sorted out. So it's really about trust. And this actually works out so, you know, they can target their prospects and their prospects really can target them. So, you know, for instance, if they're working with, you know, just for instance, millionaires, just making this up here, but if they're working with millionaires and that's their target audience, well, the other people can easily qualify themselves out and they can qualify their customers in. So it's a win-win. So they're actually very efficient at working with the right customers at the right time, all from the right lead magnets.
Awesome, awesome. And let's talk a little bit about our next customer here. This is Human Healthy Vending. They provide kind of like a free report in the same sense that Gleason does. It's a healthy vending handbook. It's targeted more at sort of their franchise model. So talk a little bit about how that works and why it's valuable to their business.
Yeah, I actually really, really like Human Healthy Vending. I've been very familiar with them for the past couple of years. And what they've actually done is they've combined sort of the elements of direct response marketing along with a traditional sales model. And what that means is that they're actually leveraging really effective internet marketing techniques that basically drives people to pick up the phone and talk with their sales team. And this is very important because a lot of our customers, maybe even a lot of you, you know, watching this video can identify with this, you know, where you have a traditional sales model and you're also using the internet, but there might be a disconnect there. Well, Human Healthy Vending is a great example on how you can bridge that gap. So they actually use their Healthy Vending Handbook, which is like a free report. And what they've done is use that as a way to let their prospects know more about their vending machines, use it as a way to engage them and get into the conversation. And actually, they've actually used this lead magnet to generate over $15 million in revenue.
Wow, that's awesome. That is so awesome. And let's talk a little bit about Minutes Matter. This is probably my free favorite lead magnet. They offer a 30-day trial of their software, of a software that they work with. So talk a little bit about why that's useful and why.
Especially when you're offering software and things like that, free trial is a great way to really show people that, first of all, you know what you're doing and that you can provide a lot of value and help them out. I know that for interior designers, there's a lot of things that need to happen. I've worked with a handful of them in the past, and by basically getting a free trial of this software, you know, there's no investment, but they can use it in their business right then and there for 30 days to benefit. And the idea behind this lead magnet is that they're demonstrating that value throughout the month. And if they've done their job right, and it's, of course, a good fit for the person taking the trial, they're going to go ahead and convert into a paying member.
Great. And I think one thing, point to make about this, and maybe, Joe, you can speak a little bit on it. The last bullet says, like, wowing our clients with wowing with clients. So basically that kind of means, so we wow our clients with a 30-day trial, and then they in turn use that trial to wow their clients. So then that makes them want to sign up because they see how happy their clients are, and they're like, oh yeah, we need this. So talk a little bit about, you know, why that's effective. And
so what's great is that they actually use their lead magnet, you know, a software trial. But to get the trial, you have to actually sign up. You put in your information. Well, what they're able to do is to track two things, both abandonment, which is important for them to track so they can improve the lead magnet itself and the messaging around it. And they're also able to track retention. So the people who do convert, they can really focus on the customers they do get and be able to convert and manipulate in a good sense here, the messaging. So you're actually targeting the right customers at the right time. And you'll later learn in the lifecycle marketing model that you'll actually be able to generate referrals from these people.
Right. And you can monitor how they're using the trial. And so then when you reach out to them after the trial's over, you can say, hey, I saw that you use this really awesome part of the software for, you know, mostly. Why is that or whatnot?
Absolutely. Awesome. Absolutely.
Stay tuned for more NetFusion in just a moment.
If you're constantly struggling to find more customers, revenue, or hours in the day, Infusionsoft can help you have the business you've always wanted. For over 10 years, Infusionsoft has been helping business owners, just like you, find the financial freedom and peace of mind you've been searching for.
I'm Scott Martineau, co-founder of Infusionsoft. If you're struggling to find more customers, more revenue, or more hours in the day, Infusionsoft is the proven solution you're looking for. Infusionsoft, the only all-in-one sales and marketing software created specifically for small businesses.
Learn more at www.infusionsoft.com/radio.
I'm John Ball, and I'm one of the founders of Page One Power. Page One Power is a custom link building firm based in Boise, Idaho. We increase search rankings and web traffic for world-class brands and mom-and-pop shops all around the globe. Our link building strategies work because we focus on relevancy and quality, and we don't outsource anything. Our in-house staff of professional writers and researchers is the best in the industry. We're the link builders you've been looking for. Visit us today at pageonepower.com.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Welcome to the Cyber Law and Business Report, your home for the latest on internet law and policy. From Capitol Hill to the White House, the courthouse to the State House, the FTC to the State Attorney General, the Cyber Law and Business Report, on demand, anytime, inside the Culture and Business Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to NetFusion, presented by Infusionsoft, only on webmasterradio.fm.
We're talking about how six small businesses use content to attract leads. And our next customer here is Presidential Pools. This is a really cool thing, too. Another free report, 10 Steps to the Perfect Pool. I know this is a kind of a special circumstance too, because Ken Chandler, the VP of Operations at Presidential pools, they have a kind of a longer sales cycle when it comes to such a big investment. So talk a little bit about how they can use that report to help get their, you know, leads through the funnel to the sale.
Well, it is a high ticket item and there's a longer sales cycle with this. So right away, this does a good job of weeding out the tire kickers and, you know, just kind of people that are going to waste your time on not do anything. It kind of, you know, gets rid of them. But for people that are actually serious about moving forward, it's getting their questions answered. And it's also pre-qualifying very heavily too. So maybe somebody wants a pool, but throughout the course of looking at this report, maybe they realize that it's too much of an investment for them, or maybe that they're not really suited for a pool, or, you know, just something else here. So it does a really good job of filtering out the people that are genuinely qualified and ready to move ahead in the sales process. And then for people that are just kind of kicking tires, they're just going to continue to kick tires and not really waste, you know, any of the time for Ken and his sales team.
Definitely.
So, yeah, so the other thing on presidential pools here is that you want to keep in mind the title in the actual lead magnet is very, very crucial here. So 10 steps to the perfect pool. It's not 10 steps for any pool. It's not like you're going to go rent out a backhoe for the weekend, get 300 pounds of concrete and have at it. His clients would be clients of luxury. They're looking for a perfect pool. Look at the actual landscape in a photo here. He's actually a local small business who actually uses us. And this is an example of the perfect pools that he and his team kind of create. And they create the perfect landscape that fits the perfect pool. So what's great is that the lead magnet qualifies and even attracts the right customers at the right time.
And the content takes people to sort of like that. What I think is a really important point in the why is the low risk offer. So as they're stepping through the ebook and seeing all of the different seeing the 10 steps to the perfect pool, at the end, it's kind of that low risk, hey, give us a call. We can talk a little bit about how we can, you know, make this work for your home or for your business or whatnot. So that's good. And now we'll talk a little bit about Pam Slim here, I think is our last customer we'll talk about today. She is an author, speaker, and coach, and she offers a free monthly call, which is a consultation through her website. So how does that work?
Yeah, so I actually follow Pam Slim a lot on Twitter, by the way. She's at Pam Slim. And one thing I've really, really noticed, and here's something I've noticed overall. Maybe you can identify with this. You like the idea of lead magnets, but you really feel that it's pushy or salesy. Well, Pam does a really great – actually goes through a great effort to make sure that her lead magnets are valuable and consultative in nature and very much help you. They don't feel creepy. They don't feel salesy. She tweets about them usually a lot on Twitter.
They're not like the Secret Society documentary on YouTube or anything.
Right. You know, and it's not a, you know, click here, you know, 3-day sale. But she will say she's having an end of the year sale, you know, for different things. But what she does that after you opt in for the lead magnet. But the lead magnet is valuable and you can actually reach out to her to actually get on a monthly call and get some of her consultative resources.
And Paula, being a solopreneur and owning your own business by yourself, what's the importance of having live interaction with people that are searching for a service or product that you offer?
Well, especially in the instance of, you know, speakers and coaches, those are people that are usually charging a pretty premium price here. So you want to make sure that the person knows what they're talking about. And the easiest way to demonstrate your expertise is to sit down with somebody and, you know, teach them something or let them, you know, peer behind the curtain a little bit and see what's going on here. And I know that's a big reason why Pam has been so successful is because of that live interaction. People can, you know, attend these calls, they can do a consultation with her, and they can see that she really knows what she's talking about, and it's not all just smoke and mirrors like, you know, some of the people that are out there. And that's a really big part of building the relationship. Like I was talking about earlier, that's probably the best way to build a relationship is live one-on-one interactions with people. We crave relationships, especially in this era where we're all connected and, you know, anybody can talk and email and tweet anybody. That one-on-one connection is really important, especially when you're in a industry like speaking or as a coach role.
One thing that Pam Slim does that other people don't is she, when she is speaking, at the end of her sessions, you know, she might have a free report or a free offer. Well, she uses a lead magnet offline as much as she does online. So she uses lead magnets as a way to let people text in their email address or phone number. And then what she does, she then sends them the lead magnet, which will then engage them later on throughout her process.
Definitely. So she's offering a service, point two under why, and then obviously solving a problem for her leads or prospects. So they find that to be really beneficial. So we're going to talk a little bit about content roadmap. And Paul, as a success coach, because he's so smart, he always knows what are the right questions to ask. So Paul, talk a little bit about what are the five questions you should ask yourself before you even sit down to think about creating some type of content roadmap.
Sure. I know if you're sitting here watching this webinar, maybe you've got a lead magnet, maybe you don't, or maybe you just want to come up with a new one. And you saw that slide earlier, videos and ebooks and things like that. You may be wondering, where do I get started? You know, what can I do right now as soon as I get off this webinar to start taking some action? You know, because I'm that action-oriented kind of person. I want to try this. The easiest thing that I found is just doing a simple three-email series. And that's what these questions are kind of geared towards. In general, these questions are worked for most content here, but this one is geared specifically for three emails educating somebody about a product or a particular service here. And it is about asking the right questions. The number one question is, what are you trying to actually drive them towards? You got to know what that end goal is before you even begin here. And then you also need to let them know, how are they supposed to take that action? You know, so maybe at the end of these emails, they're supposed to give you a call to schedule a visit, or maybe they're supposed to go online and order something. But you need to know what that is, because this is going to be the call to action in your emails. And then you need to start looking at the customers themselves. So rather than focusing on what you want them to do, we want to focus on them. For your ideal customers, what's keeping them up at night? What freaks them out when they get a bill and they say, man, if only this? You know, take that. What is stressing these people out? What would help them out? And we want to build content towards that. And then question four is basically just looking for three things that, using your expertise in your industry, that are going to help this person. You know, what's going to help them sleep a little bit easier? And then the last question is talking about the benefits of what you're offering specifically. Now, these aren't features. This is how it benefits them. I believe on the next slide, I'm going to show you the schema for every email that goes out. It can go through this exact formula, because I know you may be thinking, great, I can answer those questions, but I don't know how to write an email, Paul. Well, here it is. Follow this, and there's actually an example in the next couple of slides here. But in general, when you're writing an email, you first want to introduce yourself and let people know why they're getting this email, whether it's the first email or the last email in the series. Go ahead and give them that content that we talked about, one of those three things. Talk about it specifically to your business, and then tell them what they need to do. And if they don't end up doing what you want them to do, let them know when they're going to hear from you next. It's all about building that relationship and setting the expectations. So I want to use the example of somebody that's a window washer. So the service that we're driving them towards, again, this is a three-email series here. Maybe we have a quarterly window washing service. So once a quarter, we'll come and wash all the windows in your business. The call to action is, go ahead and call us. We'll come out and give you a free window washing. So that's actually kind of another lead magnet within this email series lead magnet. It's just the next step in the process here. So as a window washer, what keeps small businesses up at night? It's the idea that if my windows are dirty, that's going to reflect on my business and people are going to think my business is dirty. And even whether that's true or not, there's just that association element of it. You have dirty windows, the business is going to be dirty. So that's what these businesses are, you know, losing sleep over at night. And so what are three things that they may not know? Maybe they don't know window washing is affordable, that they don't have to do it themselves, and that it does improve that perceived value. And one thing that would differentiate this company, and again, this is kind of just a sample here, but is that they use special fluids to repel dust and dirt and grime, so that way you literally only have to wash your windows once a quarter. So we've answered these five questions, and now you can start assembling some emails here. And using that schema, this would be what we're not going to go through all of them. We're just going to go through that first email right after somebody signs up. This is how it can look. So you say, hello, contact, first name. That's actually what we call a merge field. It's a piece of personal information that you can merge into an email. That's the specific way that Infusionsoft does that. But then you see we cover the intro. Why are they getting this email? Hey, this is what you requested. And then we cover some of the educational content. This first piece about having a dirty window can turn customers away. And then we talk about a statement relating our business to this specific piece of content. So kind of allaying those fears, you know, this is what keeps you up at night. Here's how we can help out. Of course, the things that are in brackets, you wouldn't put that in the actual email. I just put them here to kind of help demonstrate the
unless
flow.
You wanted to.
Unless you wanted to. And then, who knows, maybe people will respond to that. I don't know. And then the last part of the email is just that simple closing call to action. And then setting expectations for that next communication. And every single email, email 2 and email 3, can follow this exact same schema. And pro tip, you can save yourself a lot of time by basically reusing almost the exact same content. You can use the same call to action in emails 2 and 3, and you can pretty much use the exact same intro, maybe just change the first sentence a little bit. And really the only thing that's going to change is the educational content and then that statement relating it to the specific part of your business, in this case, a window washer. So hopefully you can go through these slides, answer the questions for your own business, write your own 3 email series using this schema here, and go out and start doing it right now. You know, don't think about it. Do it.
And if you're a window washer, you're set. You could just use this.
Well, and what I was going to say, Paul, is if you're not a window washer, you've used this formula a lot with hundreds now, literally hundreds of other small businesses, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same. You know, we're teaching people something. We're telling them why we're a good fit for them, and we're telling them this is what you need to move forward here. And one cool thing about Infusionsoft that Joe just found out right before we went into this presentation is you can see it says have a great day of the week. That's a way that you can customize emails inside Infusionsoft. And so, for example, it would say have a great Friday or have a great Tuesday, or whatever day it's actually going out. And that just makes it a little bit more personal. And again, it's all about building the relationship. The better we are at fostering goodwill with people, and the more that we pay attention to them, the better the response is going to be. And so that's why I like to throw in little things instead of have a great day. Hey, we can say have a great Monday. And it just seems a little nicer.
And now just to sort of speak to devil's advocate here, you can actually create a really personal experience through marketing automation, through a lead magnet, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If, for example, you have a free report, you can give somebody the free report and wait until they actually click on the link to download it and then follow up with them based on that. And maybe they don't download it within a week. You can send them another email that says, hey, I was looking at my email stats. I saw that you didn't download it. Hey, here's the link again just so you don't have to look through your emails. Again, it's not difficult to set up, but it builds a lot of goodwill, and it shows people that you're paying attention to them. And there's a lot of hidden benefits. You can look at the email statistics and see, you know, if 100 people got that first email and 90 people got that second email, we're not doing a good job of getting people to download it right away. So maybe we can, you know, enhance that. And there's just a lot of ways to pay attention to people and just build that relationship that we care about them and that we're looking at them. We see them there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So another question that I thought everyone would get a lot of value from is, what are the best practices for capturing leads? And I know this isn't complete. These aren't all the rules, but these are definitely a start for you to think about if you're not doing it already. So what I mean by putting your lead capture or lead magnet above the fold means the initial view for a web surfer who goes to your website and does not scroll down on the page. The whole point is that you don't want to bury your lead magnet. You're really trying to capture leads, which will create business value for you. So you want to make sure that you put it above the fold and make it very visible. Doesn't mean it has to be obnoxious, but make it visible. So it just means – and a lead magnet could be anything. You know, a lead capture to capture the leads – and I'll talk about this in a sec. It could capture any number of fields. It could capture their name, their income, and their phone number and their zip code. You know, if that's relevant for your business to start a conversation, then that might be a good start. But at a bare minimum, you know, you don't need to have all that. You can just have an email address or even a phone number, depending on the business. But anyway, so the whole point is that you want to make sure that you have your lead capture above the fold, which means it's visible on the initial view of loading your website. The next best practice is to make sure that your lead magnet is specific. In all the examples that you've heard so far today, is these magnets are not broad in nature. They're not contact me if you feel like it. They're not sign up for my boring newsletter that you get all the time every month. It is very specific in nature. It's aimed at solving a very specific problem, and it's aimed at providing a very specific solution. So make sure, you know, if you do a lead magnet, you know, you're putting it above the fold, that it's very specific in nature. So you make the most of that opportunity with that website.
So instead of saying, like, sign up for my newsletter, say, sign up for this free report on 10 ways to build the perfect pool, and that's your one thing that you're focusing on.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Or if you're going to sign up for my newsletter, get free dating tips out of my newsletter. So it's basically you're adding some intent around why should they even opt in? Why should they even bother?
Got it.
You know, everyone gets pitched to sign up for a newsletter.
And free dating tips at
that. Yeah, apparently. the only reason why I ask that is that one of our customers actually provides dating tips, and they provide it daily. Think of having an email sent to customers every day. Really, that would, you know, give them an opportunity to purchase. Well, they use a lead magnet, which is daily tips, to get those prospects into that funnel. Now, I was talking about a second earlier is about asking, you know, for the right fields, whether it's 5 fields or 10 fields. Generally speaking, the best practice is fewer fields results in higher conversion. But you have to balance this for your business. If you're a financial services firm, you know, like a Jeanette Gleason, you want to make sure that you're getting the right qualified candidates. If she hypothetically only works with clients, you know, with $100,000 of annual revenue, you know, indicate that. Ask them for their revenue. And if it's below 100K, send them one little piece of information. If it's between 100 and 500, send them this information. And if it's 500 or above, send them this information. That's a very simple way at the lead magnet to qualify your prospects. Now, the other thing that you want to consider is that if you're not sure, start with the bare minimum. Start with an email and a name. That's a very basic, simple practice that will serve you very well for your life cycle that you're actually building. The additional tip here is to break the pattern. A lot of people get in the habit of using a very simple-looking web form or just loading it in the sidebar of their blog and just leaving it be. And what you want to realize is that a lot of web surfers, they easily become blind. Think about all the web banners and visual advertisements that you used to see 10 years ago. You know, remember those, the, you know, you're a winner, your website visitor number 999.
Now we're clicking the X to close
them. Exactly. Well, now you don't even see them. I mean, think about if you go to the New York Times and you read an article, even if there's a banner on the top and the side and the bottom, you barely even see them. You have tunnel vision. And the same effect happens to your website visitors is that they'll actually get tunnel vision. They look at your title. They look at the center of your website. That's it. Well, what you want to do is break that visual pattern and try introducing new colors to the design around an opt-in form, perhaps trying to use a pop-up mechanism or another means of getting that visitor to see the web form, and just try different things. And that sort of goes into my next point here, is always be testing. You want to make sure that you're testing the title, you're testing the number of fields, you're testing the copy around the web form, and you're actually testing the call to action button or the submit button that will actually allow them to submit that form. And you're tracking that. And it's actually very easy to do that, but you want to make sure you're tracking it. Because if you make all these changes and you have no data as to did it have an impact, well, you're making changes for no reason. And what you actually could end up doing is you could make a very fatal change. You know, if you put up a pop-up on your website, you know, for people to opt in, you might get like 1,000 opt-ins, right out of that. But if even, you know, half of those people don't engage with you and they put in fake email addresses, which indicates they have a low sense of trust in you, well, that's a bad idea, especially if your business is about earning the trust of visitors. So it's about making sense of these actions, of using a lead magnet and capturing those leads and always testing the results and the outcome. And conversion is not the only thing you want to track. It's the cost per acquisition. So you want to be tracking your lead sources. You want to be tracking the actual web conversion data. You want to track the web behavior. If they fill out your web form, are they also browsing other pages of your website? And what are those pages? And perhaps that will give you ideas for other pieces of content. And then finally, how do they perform throughout the rest of the life cycle for your business? So the customer life cycle is incredibly important because it gives you insights as to where people may be getting stuck or where they may be growing and succeeding with your business. So always be testing, test for results, break the patterns, in visual design, and be very specific with your call to action there.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on today. We hope that you guys got some value out of it. Again, and make sure to share this presentation with a friend if you know any other small businesses that need this guidance. That's what we're here for. So if you'd like to see Infusionsoft in action and learn a little bit more about how Infusionsoft helps you do things like send emails and do cool merch fields for the day of the week and all of that cool stuff. A bunch more things. Yeah, to see it from start to finish, go to infusionsoft.com/demo. Thanks again, Paul and Joe.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.